once you get the one thing that I'm going to share with you, you get that, other opportunities are going to become available to you. Well, hey, 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 what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rock Your Brand podcast. I'm your host, Scott Boker, a serial entrepreneur on a mission to help you. This show is designed to teach you, to inspire you, to motivate you to take massive action and build a future-proof business. So whether you're just starting out or taking your existing business to the next level, this is your home. Now, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's rock your brand. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock Your Brand podcast. I am fired up today because, well, we are going to be talking about five huge opportunities for niche property builders that no one talks about. No one. And I'm gonna fix that today on this podcast. We're going to talk about it because once you get the one thing that I'm going to share with you, you get that and you start using that and you start doing that, other opportunities are going to become available to you. And that's really, really exciting. If you are brand new here to the Coffee Talks or the podcast, I want to welcome you, but also this is where we talk about building, well, we build brands, okay? And that could be something like a niche property, which starts out as a website with content that gets traffic, and then we turn on ads and monetize it. And it also can lead into a full-fledged brand that sells products, physical products, digital products, doesn't matter, builds an email list, all of that. So that's what we talk about here on the show. But I just wanted to let you know you're in the right place if you're interested in learning about this digital real estate thing, or as I like to call them, niche properties. So with that all being said, let's dig in. These five huge opportunities. Let's talk about these. Well, first off, let me just say right now, it is so comparable to the traditional real estate market. So if you think about it right now, if you are trying to buy a house, it's probably hard unless you want to overpay. And even if you want to overpay, sometimes in certain areas, you can't even find a house, right? There was, I forget where it was, might have been in Raleigh, North Carolina, where someone put up a house for like 300 grand. And it was probably about 80 grand over what it should sell for. And there was a whole news story on this thing. There was probably, I don't know, 50 cars out there with brokers and people wanting to put bids in on this house. And the house, like I said, it was 200,000 to 300,000, maybe 400,000. I forget what it was, but it was under 500 grand. And the reason why is because there's not a lot of inventory. There's not a lot of inventory. So what happens when there's not a lot of inventory? Price goes up, demand goes up, like all of that, right? Well, it's so comparable to digital real estate. Let me explain. So right now, because over the past, I would say really the last 3 to 4 years, this whole selling a website has become really, really popular. And investors are buying up, you know, these brands. Okay. And it really started out where it was SaaS companies. Okay. So basically like software companies that have like recurring revenue built in, like those have always really sold well. And, you know, businesses always wanted to buy those. Then it became where Amazon businesses were starting to, you know, become a thing where people were building private label businesses, and then you're able to sell those. And then, you know, some people were taking a website and building content, and then they were getting traffic, and then they would turn on ad networks, and then they started selling that. And then when that started happening, it kind of opened up where there's all different types of websites. I mean, businesses have been being sold for years, right? But when you tell someone, like, do you realize you could sell your website or you could sell your business online? They're kind of shocked that aren't in this world, okay? So the opportunities have really become even more available to all of us. But really what I'm talking about here is I'm focusing and zoning in here on what we're doing, okay? Which is we're looking at digital real estate, trying to find these different niches that we can build niche properties in that basically are content sites. When you boil it all down, it's content sites. It's search intent content. That's what we, I say us, that are doing that actively are doing. Now, can you still go launch a physical product brand and then sell that? Absolutely. Those things are flying off the shelves too, and the inventory there is low. Okay. But when we're talking about sites that are selling, I don't know, 50,000, 80,000, 100,000, 200,000, and they're a content type site that is monetized strictly through advertising. And that could be display ads, it could be sponsorships, or it could be affiliate offers. Those are really, really low in inventory. And there's a site out there that they carved out their own little niche. And that was when they first started, they were like, we are going to only cater to websites that are making, I think it was like $1,000 or less per month. Okay. And then we're going to sell those sites. And so it opened up this other market of buyers that didn't want to spend $500,000 on a website or $1 million or $10 or $20 million on a company. They just wanted to buy a starter site in a sense, but also was through the growing pains or already through the seasoned phase. And so what they were doing was, is they were taking a problem and then fixing it by finding these websites or having people submit their websites and say, I've got a website. It's only making $200 a month, but I'm not doing anything. I'm not adding any more content. I want to sell it. And so then what's happening is people are selling those types of sites. But then it's kind of graduated that now, and I'm talking about Motion Invest, by the way. Spencer Hawes, one of the co-founders over there. I know him very well. And so that's what they're catering to. But now they have a couple of sites on there right now that are up over 300,000. One of them 650,000, but it's very rare. And that's not their niche. That's not their market necessarily. Now, Empire Flippers, that's a bigger one. They just announced they're not going to accept a site to be listed on their site for if it's not doing at least $2,000 per month. So now that actually helped Motion Invest and any other sites that don't have a minimum, because now you have these smaller sites that they're like, well, where do we go? Right. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because if you're just getting into this world of digital real estate, there are marketplaces out there. There are businesses built on this. Quiet Light Brokerage, they do that as well. They do, you know, content sites. They actually, Joe Valley told me there was a content site that sold for over, I think it was like $9 or $10 million. It might even been more, all just on content. So it's totally possible. But what I'm saying here is like Quiet Light, they really deal with larger transactions or larger sales. Then you have Empire Flippers. They're now going in that direction where they don't want to mess around with the smaller stuff. Motion Invest is really the only one that does that, unless you're looking at like Flippa. Now Flippa, you got to be careful because you got to know what you're looking for. There's some shady stuff on there. There's not as much vetting on there and things like that. And then there's other ones out there as well. There's FE International, which is kind of like a Quiet Light. They do have more expensive sites. So my point is there's a demand for these smaller sites. Okay. There is a demand and there is low inventory. Okay. There's low inventory for these types of sites. So the reason why I'm sharing that with you is because, yes, that is an opportunity, okay? And so let's kind of go through this, all right? And these are the five different things that I wanted to share with you here on this episode and really get you thinking about. Because people, when they're building these things, they're thinking like, okay, I'm going to build the site. I'm going to get it up to where it's making $1,000 a month. That might take me 12 months. It might take me 18 months. It might take me 2 years. Okay. But I'm willing to put in the time because I want that piece of rental property. Okay. But what we also need to understand is we're learning something that is so valuable when you go through this process. Okay. And that's my first thing that I want to bring up. And that's the first opportunity for us. Okay. As someone that's brand new, if you're just coming in and you're brand new, the first thing and the first way that I want you to look at this is you are technically learning and building a skill set that will allow you to open up these other four opportunities. Okay, so I want you to think about that for a minute. Anytime that you're doing anything, by the way, people look at it like, well, if I put all this time and effort in and I don't get the result in, you know, 6 weeks, then it's a waste of time. Well, no, it's not. As long as you're taking those lessons and you're applying them and you're learning, and it's something that you can then in turn turn into more opportunities. Okay. Now I've shared this before. I'm going to reach back here real quick, so you might hear my audio go out for a second. All right. And so I'm holding this book right now. And the reason why I'm holding this book, if you guys can't see it because you're listening, it's Photoshop 6, the Bible. This book is about, and I'm going to guess here, probably around 3 inches thick, maybe 3.5, 3.25, but it's pretty darn thick. Cost me $64. Where was that price? I think it was $64. Let's see here. Come on, Scott. Where is the price? Oh, there it is. $64.99 in the US. Canada was $97.99. In the UK was $54.99. This book was purchased when I first got into learning Photoshop when my wife and I started our photography business. This is years ago. Okay, years ago. I mean, gosh, my daughter wrote me a little note in here, and she was only probably around 6, and she's 20, going to be 27 this year, 28. I gotta remember. I think 27. So anyway, there it is, right? It came with a CD-ROM. Look at that. Okay. Anyway, this book, the reason why I'm sharing that is because I learned something, even though I didn't immediately, even within the year, it didn't pay for itself in a sense, right? $64.99 wasn't a lot of money, but the time I put into it. Then that went on to turn into a business. It turned into where I was then doing photo restorations for people. I would take one picture and restore it and charge them $100 on an image. It was just labor, right? It might take me an hour or two to do it, but I did that. Then I was able to create my own graphics. I was able to do my own templates, my own cards for my customers and all of that stuff, right? But then I took that and I went, okay, well, now I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to teach some stuff online. And I'm going to teach Photoshop stuff, and I'm going to teach people how to cut out a picture and put it into a background and all of these different things, right? The point is, I learned that skill set that I still use to this day. When I was first starting in the construction business, guess what? I didn't know hardly anything. I learned it. And then guess what? I was able to take that skill that I built and go do a deck job and make $5,000. I was able to do a kitchen remodel, charge $10,000. I was able to do a roof for someone. I was able to, you know, make $8,000, whatever it was, right? So all of these different things, even to this day, I could take all this away, by the way, guys, and I could say, you know what? I'm just going to go back out and be a contractor. There's tons of work out there. Everyone needs a good contractor. I'll go out there and I'll just be a contractor and I'll make $100,000. I'm going to work my butt off, but I got the skill set to do it. So my point is, when we're learning this stuff, if we're a niche, you know, property builder, okay, then we are learning the skills. What does it take? We're going to acquire some tools that help us with this process. So I want you to always be thinking about that. Whatever you're getting involved in, are you actually building a skill set by doing this? If the answer is yes, then great. Okay. So that's number one, building your own skill set. Even if that website that you build in the beginning is not successful in your eyes, you learned because you did the steps. All right. And you're going to learn. All right. So number two, here's the other opportunity. Once we decide that we are going to build, you know, our own, and we're going to learn, we're going to think about this, we're going to treat it as if we're learning something that's going to turn into a skill set. Now we can take that skill, and we can even do it. What's really cool about this is we can learn and do at the same time and build an asset while we're doing it. So number two is build your own and hold that property and collect the monthly revenue. Okay. Just build it as this is going to be a rental property for me. But the cool thing is, we all know this, at least if you've been listening for any period of time, we could sell that thing just like a piece of real estate. So we're putting time and effort in. You're like, oh man, you know, it took me so much work, and now I've got another idea for something, and it's only making $500 a month. You know what? I don't know. I don't know if I want to stick with it, but I got this other thing. I know that if I went into this other niche now, I know I'm going to blow it up because I know more now because I learned. Let me just take that site for five that's making $500 and let me just sell it. And guess what? At a 40x multiple, which is pretty common, it's actually, I would say, average now, that site, it's going to be $20,000. Okay. So all that work that you just did, and you're like, oh, it's only making 500, you know, poor me. Someone would love to take over that site. Someone would love to take it over. And you're just going to say, okay, you know, give me 20 grand and you can have it. Right now, are you going to, did you hire writers? Maybe. So you got to take that out of it, right? Or did you do all the content yourself? Because you wanted to learn that process too. If you put all the time, then it's that your time, and eventually you're going to get paid back. Okay. So that's what that looks like. All right. So building your own, this is the opportunity. This is the second opportunity, is building your own and holding it. Okay. Now, once you get, you know, good at this, and you might get a little addicted at this, you might want to start building out your own digital real estate portfolio, just like real estate, just like traditional real estate, right? You buy one rental property, you get it going. You're like, you know what? I'm going to do another one. And then you do, and you might learn something. You might be like, I'm not going to go in that area again. I'm going to go in this area because the rents are higher. I learned something, but I'm going to take that knowledge and my next one's going to be better. Even though the first one's okay, the second one's going to be better. Okay. So the second thing is, like I said, you can build it and hold it. All right. But the third is to just, with the whole intentions of building to sell, build to sell. Right now, as you're building to sell, guess what? You're eventually going to start getting rent checks. So you're going to get paid for building it, in a sense. And then when you go to cash it out, you cash it out. So I always like to use $1,000 per month. That's kind of like the target. It's like a rental property. There is not a lot of people in the rental, long-term rental, not short-term rental, but long-term rental, that are netting $1,000 per month. There's a lot that are not. And if you're just going after a house that's $250,000, $300,000, you want to get some monthly rents in there, the mortgage, the taxes, the maintenance, all that stuff. If you're netting $500, you're doing well. Okay. Now, does that build equity over time? Sure. But you got to wait for that to happen. And then once it does, you can cash it out. Well, we like to get ours to $1,000 minimum per month. And then we'll think about selling. But if that's the case, let's say you just want to build it. And once it hits $1,000, you're going to cash it out. Well, a 40X multiple is $40,000. Or if you want to get that thing to, you know, a 45X, well, just make sure that you're growing and the site is growing. That's how you get a better multiple, by the way, is you're diversified on your traffic, you're diversified on some of your revenue streams, and it's growing. Like that's the way to get to a higher multiple. And I just saw one the other day, it was a 51X multiple. So if that same site at $1,000, it's $51,000 is what you're selling it for. Okay. So going back to the very first one, understand in the beginning, it's going to be harder and you're going to be learning, and it's going to take patience, and it's going to take showing up and getting better and learning and dialing in your process. But as you're doing it, you're building your skill that will allow you to build one, hold it, rent checks, build it, hold it, maybe sell it, cash out because you want to do something else. All right. So that's the third way, is to cash it out. The fourth thing here that no one talks about, no one talks about this, is what if you just want, maybe you're getting really good at it. You're good at finding these little pockets, not a site that's going to grow into a $10,000 per month, but a little starter site. And a starter site, I mean, that might be doing $500 a month, right? If you get good at it and you can get that thing to $500 a month within a year, and you've got a process in place that you don't have to hardly touch it, right? All you got to do is just follow your system, because you're good at finding the niches, you're good at keyword research, you're good at content, either outsourcing or doing it yourself. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to build that thing, get it to 500 a month or 300 a month, whatever. And then you're just going to sell it, because you're just going to be a builder at that point. You're going to build one, get it to a certain level, and then put it on the marketplace and get what you get, right? So you're someone that's building a house, in a sense, and you're like, it's ready. Here's the keys. It's already bringing in some revenue. It's kind of like if you were to buy a piece of property and someone said, hey, look, I already got a tenant in there. You don't even have to get a tenant. All you got to do is just, let's just transfer the papers, do the mortgage thing, and I'll give you the keys. And it's already operating, and it's already netting $500 a month, right? Maybe that's what you're going to do as another thing that you could do while you're building your other ones, right? So you got maybe three of them going. So this way here, you can have a few of them that you can say, you know what? I want to go and get a quick, you know, $30,000, a quick $40,000. I'm going to cash one of them out. But you got other ones that you're building for other reasons. Maybe you're going to build one because, you know, this one has a lot of potential and we can get that thing to $5,000 a month. And then we're going to sell that thing for $200,000. Okay. So That's what it allows us to do. But the process is the same. The skills that we're learning are going to allow us for these opportunities. Now, the fifth opportunity is to basically do the exact same thing that people have been doing in the real estate world for a long time. And that's where you buy and flip. Okay. You buy a website, you know now what it looks like to see a website that could be improved. And we've done this inside of our Niche Properties Insider. It's something that we do for our BCA members every single month. We'll find one of these that's being sold, and then we'll tear it down, and then we'll look at all of their things that they're doing, and then we'll see what we can do to improve it if we can. And if we can, we'll build a 90-day roadmap, and that's what we would do. And so we do that as a lesson to show people. But once you understand, it's kind of like going into a house and going, okay, this got good bones. Got good bones. But you know what? If we spruced it up a little bit, if we add a little curb appeal, we could probably get more for this property. Let's go ahead and put the work in. If we put in, I'm using traditional real estate. If we put in 10, I'm going to get 30 more. Then why wouldn't you do that? Right? So it's the same thing on a website. You're going to go there to these marketplaces and you're going to look and go, okay, here's one. It's got good numbers, got good bones. It's got good growth, but I see a lot of opportunity that they're not doing the way that we do our keyword research. They're not doing these keyword veins. You know, they're not going after localized search. They're not going after all of this stuff. Well, what if we did that? And maybe we say, we're going to do this for a 6-month flip. We buy it, we fix it up, we flip it, and we make 10, 20, 50 grand. Okay. So that's another thing that you can do with the skill that you've acquired, right? That you've developed. Okay. So that's why it starts with number one, building your own properties so you can learn the skill. All right. And then develop the skill. Okay. And then that's yours. You never, ever will have anyone take that from you. Okay. What you know up here is yours forever. Okay. And that's why, you know, like we have people that come in, they listen to the podcast, but we have a lot of people that come in and they go through our training. Right? Whether that's in BCA or whether that's our niche properties class. And it's an investment. Okay. It's an investment. So when you invest in that, a lot of times people are like, okay, I'm going through this training so I can learn, so I can then apply this to all of these different opportunities. Right. And so my job is to point out these opportunities that you're not just doing it for the one thing, you're doing it for the skill that you're building that you can take with you forever. And what is that worth? I mean, a perfect example of this is my son-in-law just went to, and I say just, probably around 3 months ago, went to an RV mechanic school. And I believe the tuition on that was like 10 grand. Okay. 10 grand, you know, taught him how to do troubleshooting, like on refrigeration units and toilets and water pressures and all of these different things, right? 10 grand. Why? To build a skill set that he can go out and start charging people to fix their RVs, right? But we don't look at that in the world of online business, right? If you're listening to this, you've probably purchased courses in the past, maybe one of mine. And what that course does is, yes, it gives you the information to maybe fast track, but also it allows you to get taught a process and a system so you can replicate it, but also learn that skill set that you have in your brain and the ability to do anytime you want. No one will ever, ever take that from you. Now, if I always look at like e-commerce, because that's kind of what I've been known for in the past. But if you look at like e-commerce, like Amazon focused only businesses, man, there's a whole business out there. And we've thought about it is where we would just come in and say, listen, you've got a pretty successful little business here with your e-commerce products, but you have no traffic of your own. You have no website of your own. If you do, it's just a shell. Man, what if we came in and we built you out a site? We did a whole keyword planning and mapping out of what we would do to get traffic, and then turning on the revenue from the ad display ads, and then maybe building an email list. What would that do for an e-commerce business that's not doing it? So there's an opportunity there that I didn't even put in there, right? You could actually get hired to build someone out a content-based site. So there's a lot that we can do here, all right? So I just wanted to share these with you. So number or let me go through the five different opportunities. One, first off, we got to build your own, you got to sign up in your own head, get in the game and start learning by doing. We got to build it and we got to build it together, right? So build your own properties and learn the skill. Two, build your own and hold for collecting monthly revenue. That's the rent checks. Three, build your own and sell it, cash it out. Okay. And then four, build starter websites that earn $100 to $1,000 and sell them. That's a business model in itself. All right. Or maybe something else you want to just add in. And then number five is buy existing websites that need work and flip them. And that's it. There's your five opportunities. And that's a big one. All right. So guys, that is going to wrap up this podcast episode. If you are interested in learning how this process works, and if you want help with it, head on over to buildnicheproperties.com. Again, that's buildnicheproperties.com. You'll see a page there that goes through and shows you exactly what we do and how we can help you. We have a full training there. And at the time of recording this, that there is our niche properties class. So if you're interested, head on over and check it out. And in the meantime, really the best advice I can give you, if you're at all interested in getting into this business model, if you haven't already, is to get started. Like, just get started. There's plenty of podcasts that I've put out that help you with this. Just go back and listen to those. Show up to my coffee talks Monday, Wednesday, Friday, where we talk about this as well. Or if you're ready and you want help and you want a proven roadmap and you want support and all of that stuff, then definitely let's work together, right? Just, you can either reach out to me, scott@brandcreators.com. We can talk, or just go ahead and go over to that webpage, buildnicheproperties.com. All right. So guys, that's it. That's going to wrap it up. As always, take care, take action, have an awesome, amazing day. And I'll see you right back here on the next episode. Now let's get them. So once again, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. This is always one of the highlights of my week. And until next time, remember, I'm here for you. I believe in you and I am rooting for you. But you have to, come on, say it with me, say it loud, say it proud, take action. Have an awesome, amazing day. And I'll see you right back here on the next episode. Now go rock your brand. Oh, and one last thing. If you can do me one small favor and leave me a review over on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and just let me know what is one thing that the podcast has helped you with since listening, whether you just started listening or if you're a longtime listener, like this one right here from Leanne. She says, content is invaluable. 5 stars. Host forever keeps my attention. The content is always extremely helpful. He's given me more of an education in the last year and a half that I've been listening than I would have gotten with a degree in entrepreneurship, if that's even a thing. Tons of incredible, useful information, tips, and motivation. My favorite things are, one, he is not boring. He's engaging and motivating in a personal and professional way. Two, he doesn't dribble on about off topics. And three, the titles are on point. When I'm struggling with particular issues, I know that I can go to the podcast, search through the podcast, and find what I'm after. This is great because I certainly don't have time to go through a million episodes of different podcasts, just hoping that I'll run across the topic I'm needing at that time. So I appreciate these so much. Your review will help inspire and motivate other people, and it will also allow us to reach more people inside of these platforms. So if you would do that, that would be amazing. And as always, remember, I'm rooting for you.